A defiant Robert Mugabe has told the West to, quote, go hang. Mugabe is the beleaguered president of Zimbabwe who's facing new international criticism over police attacks last weekend on members of the political opposition. Severely beaten and suffering from head injuries was Morgan Tsvangirai. He's head of the Movement for Democratic Change. In an article published in a British newspaper, Tsvangirai vowed to continue the struggle against the Mugabe government until, as he put it, Zimbabwe is free. We're joined now by Chris Marlang. He's a senior researcher at the Institute for Security Studies. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your program.
How serious is the current situation in Zimbabwe? Can Mugabe survive, as he has managed to do for a couple of decades?
Well, the situation is extremely tense in that country, with Mugabe facing challenges from both within his ZANU-PF ruling party and also outside from the political opposition in that country and civil society forces who are now poised to roll out mass action against President Robert Mugabe.
And what would that action be? So far, Mugabe has proved himself ready to fight pretty fiercely against the opposition.
Well, it appears that the Movement for Democratic Change is fast running out of action in which to engage in. And as a result, I think that one of the only avenues open to them is to go onto the streets and challenge the regime in that country. However, we are also aware of the fact that the security forces in Zimbabwe are prepared to engage with the Movement for Democratic Change activists and others who support a change process in Zimbabwe. Just yesterday, a number of political activists were arrested in Zimbabwe's second largest town of Bulawayo, and it seems like we can anticipate more clashes between the police and the opposition in that country.
This past week, criticism from other African nations, friendly traditionally to Mugabe, seems to have heated up at least a bit. What is he being told, either openly or quietly?
Well, quite clearly, the crisis in Zimbabwe has seriously exercised the minds of a lot of the African leadership. And it's quite clear that they have expressed to him their indignation at his treatment of the opposition and, more importantly, at the decline in civil liberties and the narrowing of democratic space in that country. In recent years, it has been quite clear that President Mugabe has relied increasingly on the use of political violence to resolve essentially political problems in his country.
Is this because the situation in Zimbabwe is starting to be viewed as a problem or an unsettling situation for other countries in the region?
I think the situation in Zimbabwe has been viewed for quite some time as a situation that can further destabilize the region. And the contagion effect on the region is something that has been on the forefront of the Southern African Development Community's agenda. However, what has been lacking is solid intervention by the Southern African Development Community. However, just yesterday, the president of Tanzania, who is currently a member of the SADC Troika, visited Zimbabwe to have meetings with the president of that country.
Thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Chris Marlang is a senior researcher at the Institute for Security Studies. He spoke to us from Pretoria, South Africa.